RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by Voi Green and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first headlines. Indonesian president continued to observe the implementation of simultaneous election. Indonesian Home Minister respects the delay of regional heads election in 5 regions. Spain helped the development of tourism in Indonesia. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo continued to observe the development of simultaneous regional heads election 2015 periodically and getting report from Coordinating Minister of Politics, Law and Security, Home Affairs Minister, and Chief of Indonesian Police. This was said by Presidential Communication Team Ari Dwipayana in a press release in Jakarta on Wednesday. Previously, President Joko Widodo stated the 2015 simultaneous regional election is the first experience of Indonesian nations. Therefore, President announced the Indonesian people in 269 regions to actively participate using their votes well. President Joko Widodo also has instructed Home Affairs Minister and Chief of Police to ensure the implementation and the security during the simultaneous regional election run well. Home Affairs Minister Cahyo Kumolo respects on the legal process which resulted delays of regional heads election Pilkada 2015 in 5 regions. As reported by Antara, the 5 areas which are delaying the implementation of the voting ahead of election day, namely Central Kalimantan Province, Pematang Siantar in North Sumatra, Simalungun, North Sumatra, the city of Manado in North Sulawesi, and Fakfak Regency in West Papua. According to the minister, the delay is not the fault of the Election Commission KPU because it has prepared up to 99%. However, due to any legal problems, the election process delayed. He targeted delay of elections in 5 areas can be completed within 21 days. Even the Home Affairs Ministry has targeted to be completed within 14 days. The minister hoped that the legal process can be run according to the rules and the elections implemented safely and smoothly. Indonesian Institute of Science LIPI keeps improving its commitment to develop the nation by publishing books on LIPI scientific researchers. It was stated by Deputy of Scientific Service of the Indonesian Institute of Science LIPI, Professor Dr. Bambang Subianto, at the book review on Indonesian foreign politics and energy security issues in Jakarta on Tuesday. LIPI Press makes serious effort to provide qualified books and publications through professional, innovative, and accountable scientific research of LIPI. LIPI Press contributes to national education by providing and promoting books. According to Bambang Subianto, LIPI Press has competency standard of publishing books. He said books on LIPI scientific research could contribute to improvement of the quality of life and the competitiveness of the nation. He also said the more scientific books people get, the more extensive is the impact to the knowledge of the people. Indonesian Embassy in Madrid, Spain, gave appreciation to the Spanish tourism industry players which have to cooperate and provide assistance in the development of tourism in Indonesia, including their presence in business meeting in Madrid recently. Indonesian Ambassador to Spain, Yuli Mumpuni Widarso, in Madrid on Tuesday presented the development effort of the Indonesian government to strengthen transport infrastructure, which become one of the important factors in the development of Indonesian tourism industry. While Deputy of Foreign Tourism Marketing Department of Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, Igede Pitana, said the Ministry of Tourism will organize activities familiarization trip or tourism marketing program for the Spanish tour operators and Indonesia go back to participate in the exhibition and tourism market Fitur 2016 after a 5-year absence. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Governor of Asian Development Bank German representatives Hans-Joachim Fuchtel said the development funding cooperation between Germany and Indonesia is getting more stronger, and in the future, the two countries will prioritize to the strengthening of small-medium enterprises SME sector. Hans-Joachim Fuchtel, after met with Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro in Jakarta on Tuesday, said with the existence of representative of the Development Bank in Germany shows the country's interest to continuously collaborate, especially to reach the small-medium enterprises sector, and will invest in Indonesia. He added delegations from Asian Development Bank Germany, which also involve representatives from several the development banks of Germany, since Indonesia remains prospective. The capital city is not equipped with a sufficient surveillance system, according to Jakarta Police Chief Inspector General Tito Karnavian. According to Tito, the only CCTV provider in the city was the National Traffic Management Center within the National Police and a small number of private citizens and businesses. He added that he hoped Jakarta Governor Basuki Ahok Cahyapurnama's plan to install 6,000 CCTV cameras could be realized next year. Separately, criminologists from the University of Indonesia Kisnu Widakso said that CCTV would serve as an effective crime prevention tool, as people would think twice before committing a crime if there was a high possibility of being caught on camera. Ahok reportedly said on Tuesday that as many as 4,000 CCTVs, all equipped with face detection technology, had been prepared for installation in Jakarta's public areas by June 2016. According to the governor, to fully enhance the security in Jakarta using the CCTV system, integration with other digital identity data was important, such as the electronic identity card, e-KTP. The last item. General Manager of PT Angkasa Pura I Gusti Ngurah Rai, Tri Joko Harjo, said in the next holiday of Christmas and New Year, 10,000 tourists from China will come to Bali. Tri Kora explained his party will support the arrival of the tourists by increasing security, improve facilities, and simplify access of pick up the tourists. According to him, the airport also taking into account other travelers who are regularly come to Bali, in addition to improving service in welcoming Chinese tourists. He added that the preparations have been done by coordinating with related parties, which will be discussed on Thursday, both from the airport authority, Ngurah Rai Airbase, the local police service, and health teams. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian president continued to observe the implementation of simultaneous election. Indonesian Home Minister respects the delay of regional heads election in 5 regions. Spain helped the development of tourism in Indonesia. That was the news.
Listener hears commentary entitled "The Recent Attack Against Paris, Assisting National Front Victory." The French far-right party, the National Front, is predicted to gain major victory in the first round of the general elections taking place in France on Sunday, December 6th, on which France is still under the state of emergency after the recent attacks against Paris. The leader of the National Front party, who is still young, in the age of 25, Marine Le Pen, succeeded in boosting the vote and creating a record in some regions up to 40%. The success of this party is mainly triggered with disappointment and anger of the French people because of the stagnant economy and security concerns related to the European refugee crisis. So far, the National Front has been known to be anti-immigrant and it often voices the messages of anti-Islam. The number of voters registered in the general elections is around 45 million people. The second round of the elections is scheduled to take place on the 13th of December. The National Front party is popular among the French voters aged 25 to 49 years old. So far, the statements of the National Front party, which oppose the European Union policy and anti-immigrant, have been strongly supported by the French people, who have lost confidence with the major parties. The National Front party often links immigration with terrorism issue. Such issue might boost its voting outcome in the election, especially after the attacks of Paris. Moreover, the two perpetrators are known to have entered into Europe as refugees. French analysts expect that the National Front party will win the second phase election to take place in December 13th, if the traditional major parties do not make any coalition against it. The victory will not only set the National Front party to become the lead of the government, but will also provide a chance for Marine Le Pen to become the presidential candidate in 2017. The decision of the French people to reject refugees mainly from Syria, if Le Pen to be their leader, may not necessarily able to restore a sense of security in the country. However, the success of Le Pen could inspire similar parties in other European countries. Head of the United Nations Agency for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, said that rejecting Syrian refugees will only make ISIS and other militant groups more effective in recruiting people. If Europe wants to stop the Syrian refugees, they must help creating stability in the country of Syria itself. It is timely for the USA, Europe, and Russia to jointly cooperate in helping the people of Syria so that they no longer become displaced. Well, listener, that was commentary today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We start from the day of December 9th, 1987, Intifada movement of Palestine began. The first Intifada or First Palestinian Intifada was a Palestinian uprising against the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, which lasted from December 1987 until the Madrid Conference in 1991, though some date its conclusion to 1993 with the signing of the Oslo Accord. The uprising began on December 9th in the Jabalia refugee camp after a traffic incident when an Israeli Defense Forces IDF truck collided with a civilian car, killing 4 Palestinians. In the wake of the incident, a protest movement arose, involving a twofold strategy of resistance and civil disobedience, consisting of general strikes, boycotts of Israeli civil administration institutions in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, an economic boycott consisting of refusal to work in Israeli settlements on Israeli products, refusal to pay taxes, refusal to drive Palestinian cars with Israeli licenses, graffiti, barricading, and widespread throwing of stones and Molotov cocktails at the IDF and its infrastructure within the Palestinian territories. Given the high proportion of children, youth, and civilians killed, it then adopted a policy of might, power, and beatings, namely breaking Palestinians' bones. We continue with an event on December 9, 1990, Lech Walesa installs as Poland president. On December 9, 1990, Lech Walesa became the first Polish president elected directly by popular vote, winning 74% voice. The election of Walesa made Poland famous throughout the world because he was the only president from among the workers who seized Poland from the grip of communism since 1940. Lech Walesa was born in Popowa, Poland, and he was a Polish politician, trade union activist, and expert in the field of electricity. He co-founded the first independent solidarity trade union in the Soviet bloc. Lech Walesa won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993. We conclude today's segment of Today in History with commemoration on Anti-Corruption International Day on December 9th. On October 31, 2003, the Assembly of the United Nations establishes the United Nations Convention Against Corruption and requested the Secretary General designate the United Nations Office for Drugs and Crime, or UNODC, as the Secretariat of the Convention. On October 31, 2003, the UN Assembly set December 9th as International Anti-Corruption Day to raise awareness of anti-corruption and the role of the United Nations Convention Against Corruption in combating and preventing corruption. The UN Convention Against Corruption entered into force in December 2005, and Indonesia has ratified the UN Convention Against Corruption in 2006. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Welcome to Void Green. In today's edition, we'll talk about Bismol residents returning water to the nature through infiltration wells. About 10 kilometers from Semarang, the capital city of Central Java Province, there is a village named Bismol. The village is located on the northern slopes of Dieng Mountains, Bladu Subdistrict, Batang Regency. For Bismol communities, the presence of water is essential. Aside from being a source of life, water has a special meaning as derived to the name Bismol Beseono Limo, which means the five-spout spring. The five springs, namely Mobau, Makandowo, Pucung, Bismol, and Klingsar. Community leaders and former Bismol village head Neman Surono said, residents are very proud of the existence of these springs. Given these springs, Bismol village are known well to the wider community. However, according to Neman, the water that is believed by citizens will not run out. Someday will be in crisis. Water discharge in Bismol decreased due to the felling of trees and prolonged dry season. Based on the situation, Neman mobilized village communities to care about water. Then Neman forming non-governmental organization NGOs, Bismo Sejahtera, with the support of Ayuwash or Indonesia Urban Water, Sanitation and Hygiene. Neman said the local wisdom is one way that he used to bring socialization to the people toward the importance of natural conservation. Previously, we find it difficult to engage the public because they believed that the spring will never shrink or will never run out. But we must remember, instead of water, though the world will destroy it, through the study, people are aware of it. The time is only about 1 or 2 months. The construction of infiltration wells already completed in 1 month. One way to return water to the nature in Bismo village is by building infiltration wells. Now there are 80 infiltration wells in the village. The well with diameter of 1 meter has a depth of 4 to 5 meters. The absorption wells scattered in several houses, village hall, and also public schools. Raw water management specialist of Ayuwash or Indonesia Urban Water, Sanitation and Hygiene, Adi Rahman said, infiltration wells is one of the instant way to enter into the groundwater. However, Adi added, it takes long time to feel the impact of recharge wells to increase water discharge.
Sumur resapan itu otomatis tidak langsung bisa kita lihat dampaknya di mata air. Manfaatnya itu, kalau yang nampak segera itu adalah
automatically, we cannot see directly the impact on the springs. It cannot be seen because the water infiltrate into the soil is relatively long time, which is 10 meters in 1 day. It takes time, so if the water flow into the well today, it is not automatically increased the amount of water discharge.
2 cm atau berapa cm per harinya gitu kan. Jadi perlu berapa lama? Perlu waktu lah gitu kan, air yang kita masukkan hari ini nggak langsung otomatis bulan depan akan menambah debit.
Based on Ayuwash data, the springs in Bismo and Tambak Boyo villages, Batang Regency, Central Java, has decreased water flow of 5 to 10% in the last 10 years. In fact, the two springs become sources of clean water for drinking water needs through pipeline of the regional water company PDAM in Batang and surrounding areas. The decrease run continuously due to the impact of climate change that occurred in Batang Regency. Listener, that was Foy Green. Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo continued to observe the development of simultaneous regional heads election 2015 periodically and getting report from Coordinating Minister of Politics, Law and Security, Home Affairs Minister, and Chief of Indonesian Police. Home Affairs Minister Cahyokumolo respects on the legal process which resulted delays of regional heads election Pilkada 2015 in 5 regions. As reported by Antara, the 5 areas which are delaying the implementation of the voting ahead of election day, namely Central Kalimantan Province, Pematang Siantar in North Sumatra, Simalungun, North Sumatra, the city of Manado in North Sulawesi, and Fakfak Regency in West Papua. Indonesian Institute of Science, LIPI, keeps improving its commitment to develop the nation by publishing books on LIPI scientific researchers. It was stated by Deputy of Scientific Service of the Indonesian Institute of Science, LIPI, Professor Dr. Bambang Subianto, at the book review on Indonesian foreign politics and energy security issues in Jakarta. Indonesian Embassy in Madrid, Spain, gave appreciation to the Spanish tourism industry players, which have to cooperate and provide assistance in the development of tourism in Indonesia, including their presence in a business meeting in Madrid recently. Governor of Asian Development Bank German representatives Hans-Joachim Vogtel said the development funding cooperation between Germany and Indonesia is getting more stronger, and in the future the two countries will prioritize to the strengthening of small medium enterprises sector. The capital city is not equipped with a sufficient surveillance system, according to Jakarta Police Chief Inspector General Tito Karnavian. According to him, the only CCTV provider in the city was the National Traffic Management Center within the National Police and a small number of private citizens and businesses. General Manager of PT Angkasa Pura I Gusti Ngurah Rai, Tri Joko Harjo, said in the next holiday of Christmas and New Year, 10,000 tourists from China will come to Bali. Trikola explained his party will support the arrival of the tourists by increasing security, improve facilities, and simplify access of pick the tourists up. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our radio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder. Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit South Sulawesi to introduce you to Matano Festival, so stay tuned. Listener, last November, Tourism and Culture Office of South Sulawesi held Matano Lake Festival. This festival was to introduce the beauty of nature of Matano Lake, which is located in Maili, its Lu Regency. The festival is hoped to become a gateway to introduce its Luwu Timur as a tourism destination. The Matano Lake Festival highlighted various cultural events such as traditional games, art exhibitions, as well as sports. One of the events which attracted the audience at Matano Lake Festival was Balabala Boat Race. Balabala is a katinting boat which uses machines. Balabala boat can only accommodate one person. This race was participated in by hundreds of fishermen in South Sulawesi. The fishermen modified their boat in order to run faster to finish the line. Musical performance from Jakarta and abroad was held on the peak of Matano Lake Festival. Listener, Matano Lake is located in East Luwu Regency, South Sulawesi Province. This lake is 595 meter deep and 16,408 hectare wide. It is the 8th deepest lake in the world and the deepest lake in Southeast Asia. Besides that, the lake has also a distinct appeal because it is one of the ancient lakes that has an ancient fish with the Latin name Glossogobius matanensis, as well as a variety of endemic species such as bunga crabs, shrimp, snails, and freshwater snails. Listener, Matano Lake can be an amazing tourism destination because it is surrounded by Fairbank Mountain area, which presents beautiful panorama. Besides enjoying the beautiful panorama, tourists can also enjoy mining tourism at Vale Company, one of the largest nickel mining companies in the world. Surrounding the lake, there are three villages, namely Matano, Nuha, and Soroaco. To go to Matano Lake, you can start from Makassar, the capital city of South Sulawesi Province, by air and land transportation. Then you can continue from seaport in Soroaco by using katinting boat to Nuha and Matano Village. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Listeners, wherever you are, welcome back in Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces vocabulary and idiomatic in Indonesian language along with its use in the conversation. Today's topic is membuat kue pastel, or in English language means making a pasty cake. Stay tuned. As usual, at first, I will present some vocabulary and idioms of Indonesian language that relate to today's conversation. I will say each word or phrases twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Membuat, membuat, which means to make. Kue, kue, which means cake. Pastel, pastel, which means pasty. Rumahku, rumahku, which means my house. Bahan bahan, bahan bahan, which means ingredients. Telur, telur, which means egg. Mentega, mentega, which means butter. Terigu, terigu, which means flour. Minyak goreng, minyak goreng, which means cooking oil. Kentang, kentang, which means potato. Buncis, buncis, which means string beans. Daging sapi cincang, daging sapi cincang, which means minced meat. Menyiapkan, menyiapkan, which means to prepare. ke rumahmu, ke rumahmu, which means to your house. Bersama-sama, bersama-sama, which means together. Toko kue, toko kue, which means pastry shop. Setuju, setuju, which means agree. Now here is a sample of a conversation related to our today's topic, namely membuat kue pastel, or in English means making a pasty cake. As usual, I will say every sentence 2 times slowly, and you may follow after me. The conversation is between Nina or A and Lucy or B. A. Lucy, apakah kamu ada waktu luang sore ini? Lucy, apakah kamu ada waktu luang sore ini? Which means, Lucy, do you have some free time this afternoon? B. Ya, ada apa? Ya, ada apa? Which means, yes, what happens? A. Mari main ke rumahku. Mari main ke rumahku. Which means, let's go to my house. Aku ingin membuat kue pastel. Aku ingin membuat kue pastel. Which means, I want to make a pasty cake. B. Oh, baiklah. Oh, baiklah. Which means, oh, okay. Apa saja bahan-bahan yang diperlukan? Apa saja bahan-bahan yang diperlukan? Which means, what ingredients are needed? A. Telur, mentega, terigu, minyak goreng. Telur, mentega, terigu, minyak goreng, which means eggs, butter, flour, cooking oil. Wortel, kentang, buncis, dan daging sapi cincang. Wortel, kentang, buncis, dan daging sapi cincang, which means carrots, potatoes, string beans, and minced meat. B. Baiklah, aku siapkan bahan-bahan yang diperlukan. Baiklah, aku siapkan bahan-bahan yang diperlukan. Which means, okay then, I will prepare the ingredients. Dan aku bawa ke rumahmu. Dan aku bawa ke rumahmu. Which means, and I will bring them to your house. A. Ya, kita buat kue pastel bersama-sama. Ya, kita buat kue pastel bersama-sama. Which means, yes, we make a pasty cake together. Bagaimana kalau kue ini kita jual di toko kue? Bagaimana kalau kue ini kita jual di toko kue? Which means, how if we sell this cake to the pastry shop? B. Oh, ide yang bagus. Aku setuju. Oh, ide yang bagus. Aku setuju. Which means, oh, that's a good idea. I agree with you. Listener, that was the end of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Hopefully, it can be useful for you. We will meet again next week with another interesting topic. Thank you for your attention and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I'll introduce you to an Indonesian singer, Teriana Fathia, or more popularly called Teri. Teri Fathia is a singer who was born in Jakarta on June 14, 1984. Teri is a descendant of Arabic, Dutch, and Minang, a female singer who is famous through her ability to sing recycled songs into new songs, has an artistry from his father who was a former drummer and DJ in a cafe. Listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Cinta Tanpa Restu by Teri.
Air matamu ini memang seharusnya terjadi. Kita takkan bisa meneruskan ini. Bila harus memilih, ku pilih bertahan untuk kita. Tapi sepertinya itu percuma, sebab mereka tak pahami kita. Jangan menentang orang tuamu, karena cintaku bukan untuk bertengkar. Aku siap terluka untuk kita, tapi ku takkan pernah rela jika kamu
singing talent had been seen since her childhood, however she did not like to participate to the music festivals. She preferred to learn singing by herself with listening to various types of music. Terry also joined in a cafe to polish her vocal abilities as well as a way to dispense her talents. The beautiful female is also well-versed at playing musical instruments of guitar and piano. Terry's beginning gate in the Indonesian music industry began when she became a backing vocalist for Dewa 19 band and also Audi Item. The friendship between Audi and Terry then finally brought Terry into the world of music through a big record company, Sony BMG. Terry's debut began through a duet performance with Rio Febrian in 2004 with the song Katakanlah. Her Malaysian crook voice made her easy to sing Malaysian nuance songs. Terry then performed a song Hatiku Beku by Kus Plus, which made her name popular as a newcomer singer. The song was included in a compilation album entitled Now and Forever in 2006. Terry finally released her first album, self-titled Terry, in 2006 under the label Sony BMG. On this album, Terry remains her ability in recycled old songs to have a taste which is very different from the original one. Listener, let's enjoy the next. Hatiku Beku by Terry.
Menurut
In her first album, Terry chose a song, Janji Manismu, once popularized by Azizah, an 80s Malaysian singer. This song made her name Terry as a newcomer to the world of Indonesian music began to be calculated in the heart of music lovers. The song Janji Manismu was very different, though still have nuance of pop. But Malayan type typical voice of Terry makes it more familiar to be sung. The beautiful female then released the single entitled Butiran Debu, which is actually sung by other singers. It seems the image as a recycled singer is still inherent in Terry, as the ability to change the color of old songs into something new and different. Well, listener, to conclude Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Janji Manismu and Butiran Debu by Terry. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Namaku cinta ketika kita bersama. Berbagi rasa untuk selamanya. Namaku cinta ketika kita bersama. Berbagi rasa sepanjang usia. Hingga tiba saatnya aku pun melihat cintaku yang khianat, cintaku berkhianat. Aku terjatuh dan tak bisa bangkit lagi. Aku tenggelam dalam lautan luka dalam. Aku tersesat dan tak tahu arah jalan pulang. Aku tanpamu butiran debu. Namaku cinta ketika kita bersama. Berbagi rasa untuk selamanya. Bersama berbagi rasa sepanjang usia. Hingga tiba saatnya aku pun melihat cintaku yang khianat, cintaku berkhianat. Oh,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.